Okay, let's get into Yirmiyahu Perek Lamites, Perek 39, as we, in this Perek, have a synopsis of the Churban itself. We know at the end of Sefer Malachim and the end of Sefer Yirmiyahu, we have the actual Churban within detailed form, but in this Perek, we have Yirmiyahu giving a synopsis in short form, enough to tell us and to prove to all the Kiyum of his Nevuos and exactly how it happened. So it's really an overview that Abarbanel says here. This is the somewhat of an overview of the Kiyum HaNevuos of Yirmiyahu. Says the Abarbanel, Lo ba kasav kan lesaper ulahodia eich haya churban Yerushalayim v'ibud hamelach tzidkiyo v'amo. This parak is not telling us all the details. He's ekvar kasav Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu himself wrote Sefer Malachim. Yirmiyahu atzmo b'sof Sefer Malachim v'gam b'sof Sefer Hazeh nechtav hamacheres. Ein tzorach l'shanoso kan. Gam shalom nizkar b'makam hazeh b'shleimus. Right, it's not written here in its totality. Aval bo aksuvim ma'ela lahodia. It's to let us know. Achareish nechtavu anevuos asher niba Yirmiyahu alachidas Yerushalayim. On the capture of Yerushalayim, v'yal melech tzidkiyo, v'yal amo, shekula nizkaimu, every detail of every nevuah that he told about tzidkiyo and the siege and the breaking, it all happened. V'kasher patar lahem, kein haya. V'imheyo shalabah nevuchanetzer shama el nevuzradon, v'shalo, actually we'll get to that. Okay, but that's the overview of the parak. So again, remember, like we mentioned at the end of the last parak, this parak really stops in the middle. It's a mistake that it shouldn't stop. The end of the previous parak is really the background. So when Yerushalayim was captured in the, now let's go, Bashana HaTashias, in the ninth year, Letzidkiyo Melech Yehuda, in the ninth year, Bachodesh HaAsiri, in the tenth month, Teves, Ba, Nevuzradan, Nevuchanetzar, Melech Bavel, V'kolchelo Yerushalayim. Nevuchanetzar and his armies come to Yerushalayim in the tenth month, as we know, on the tenth day of the tenth month, on Asar B'Teves, Vayatsuru Aleha, and they besiege it. This, as we know, is the source for the reason that we fast on Asar B'Teves. That is the first of the four fast days. Right? It's in the last month of the last chronological, if you go by the month, first through 12th, it's in the 10th month, and all the other fast days are earlier, but obviously it's the first one chronologically. It happened a year and a half before the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and this is what the Gemara darshins on the Pasuk in Zechariah in Rosh Hashanah Yud Chesem Beis, Komar Hashem Tzvakos, Tzom HaRevi, Vitzom HaChamishi, Vitzom HaShavi, Vitzom HaAsiri, Asiri, that's ours, Yela Beis Yehuda, L'Sason L'Simcha, Zechariah says, they will eventually be days of happiness and days of Simcha, and that's what happened on this day, right? And that's what the Brisa says a little bit later. Tzom HaChamishi, Tzom HaShavi. Let me just find Tzom HaAsiri. Here it is. Zasar B'Teves, Shebo Samach Bavel Al Yerushalayim, Melech Bavel Al Yerushalayim, Shenemar, quotes a pasuk in Yechezkel, but it's also us. V'yidvar Hashem Eilai, Bashanat Tashias, Bechodesh HaAsiri, Be'asa L'Chodesh. Right? It's about this event. Shleimar ben Adam, right? This is what the proof that they bring. We'll have to talk about this. Asar B'Teves, we'll mention it now just quickly. Asar B'Teves, there is an Abu Draham. The Beis Yosef goes in Abu Draham that Asar B'Teves, even if it would fall on Shabbos, you'd fast. It can't fall on Shabbos according to our calendar, but you'd fast even on Shabbos. The Beis Yosef can't fathom why that would be, but the Mefarshim explain maybe because it says Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. Right, it says that in Yechezkel, describing Asar B'Teves. What's the emphasis? The Radaka, the Mefarshim there in Yechezkel say, this Nevuah proved the Emuna, proved the Ne'emanus of Yechezkel, because he said exactly when it happened, that he was in Bavel. Right, they didn't have communication then, and they found out later that it started exactly when he said. Right, it's the 10th. Of the 10th month. So that was what happened here. This is the first step. So again, back to our psukim. In the 10th month, Nebuchadnezzar comes to Yerushalayim, Yatsur Aleha, and they besiege the city. And then what happens? Bashdei Esrei Shana L'Tzidkiyo, in the 11th year of Tzidkiyo, a year and a half later, Teves was in the winter, a year and a half in the summer, Bachodesh Haravi, in the 4th month of Av, B'tisha L'Chodesh, Havka Ha'ir. On the 9th day of Tammuz, the city's walls are breached, and the beginning of the end starts. We know 3 weeks it took from the breach of the walls until the Beis HaMikdash was finally destroyed. Havka Ha'ir. Says the Mefarshim, the Mefarshim are bothered here, the 9th of the month, but we were just talking about the 10th of the 10th, but the 9th, we know we fast on Shavasa B'Tammuz. So how exactly do we get from the 9th to the 17th? So various answers given. The Gemara in Meseches Tainus gives one answer in the Bavli, and that is The difference is between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava lo kasha kam b'rishona kam b'shnia. The Tanya b'rishona huvka ha'ir b'tisha b'tamuz b'shnia b'shiva aser bo. So it depends, first and second. So then why do we fast on the second? Why do we fast on the second one? The Magen Avraham quotes an opinion in Tavkuf Mem Tes. Maybe you should do both. We don't do that, but why do we do the second? Because the Tur says, and the Ritva says, first on that Gemara. The Ritva says, because the second one is the more chamer one. The second one is the one that we're still involved in. Says the Ritva. V'im Tomar says, why do you fast on the 17th and not the 9th? V'yesh Lomar. Kivan shechazra habakia b'chodesh zeh b'shnia, i'efshe shlol hisanos aleha. V'hayadavar kashe sheyisanu b'tishabo u'b'yudzayin. It'll be very hard to fast on both. V'kivan shechurban b'yesheni haya evel chadash v'chamir luhu tfei. It's very chamer because it's 2,000 years. Then it was already 1,000 years in the days of the Ritva. Even it's more chamor kavu atzom bevikiyah shnia v'yaf betchilos lefishahayu lefi. What they do now, the Ritva continues between the first and the second before Churban Bayis Sheni. So what did they fast on the first? V'yaf betchilos lefishahayu yodim ze gazru atzom stam bechodesh ze. They said fast on a certain day. They didn't work medayik on a specific day. V'lo simu yom misuyam. Right, they didn't have a Yom Mesuyam. That's a little different than the Tur. The Tur in Tavkuf Memtes, when the Tur quotes this exact Gemara and the same answer, the Tur says, Lefisha Betishabo Hufka Yibar Rishona, Vekivan Shabitshniya Hufka Beshivasa Asar Tignu Lasadas Beshivasar, Bo Lefisha Churban Bayis Sheni Chamer Lon. Fine, that's what we do. But others say that originally they fasted, the Tur earlier. Dimitrila Tignu Tainis Betishabo. First they had a tainus on the 9th, and then they changed it to the tainus on the 17th. The Ritva kind of leaves it more open, which is maybe the basis for the Menchas Finuch, based on this, and also based on Rabbi Yochanan's comment. Rabbi Yochanan's comment in Maseches Tainus, that if it was up to him, he would fast on the 10th of Av, not the 9th of Av, because that was when most of the burning happened. What do you mean, if it was up to him? There's a special Mesorah that we go back all the way to Zechariah, isn't it? Isn't it a specific day? It's what even Rabbi Yochanan said, if I was there, I would have changed it. So explains the Menachas Chinuch. No, the pasuk from Zechariah that we just quoted does not quote days within the month. It just quotes the month. There's a din in the month, so there has to be a fast day on the month. Tzoma Revi, Tzoma Chamishi, Tzoma Asiri. Right, that's what the Menachas Chinuch says in mitzvah Shin Aleph. Tahakabala lokava yom miyuchad klal. It wasn't a specific day. Raka chadoshim ubeize yom bachodesh erotzim misanim. Whatever day you want, they wanted. V'chein b'imei sason v'simcha beize yom sherotzim bachodesh v'alolosin sason v'simcha. Ikev b'ayis sheni hayakom makom noe kamon shayir erotzim. And b'biru chazal after the korbanos, Chazal said that it's going to be a specific day. Mikom makom ze pashut that bizman hazeh. If somebody fasts on a different day, he's not yotze because the rabbanon said that this is what you have to do. Because that relates to the Menachas Chinuch, he lights the Tosfos in Sukkah, which talks about once the Rabbana tell you to do it, Mitzvah Daraisa, you have to do it in that way. But earlier, Be'esh Shahaya Achiyav Lasanus Medivre Kabbalah, Vahulo Isana Boso Ayom Beshogeg, O Shahaya Chola Boso Yom, Mevor Diosim and Atara Afim Lo Asak Ketakanas Chazal, because it goes by the month, it doesn't go by the day. So that maybe that the roots of that are already in the Ritva that says originally, after the Bayis Rishon, they didn't have a specific day. But that is all answer number one. What do you do with the 9th versus the 17th? Bayis Rishon versus Bayis Sheni. The Yerushalmi in Tainus explains that maybe the 17th was really what happened. But the 9th, people thought it was the 9th, so that's why the Pasuk talks about the 9th. But really it was the 17th. Okay, the Abarbanel says maybe it was a process. It started on the 9th and it continued to the 17th. It was widened and then it got wider. Right? It depends. Mipnei says, Amar Chacham, but also Tamas Hufka Ir, Vechem Echamisha Dvarim, Amar Nebuchadnezzar, Shavka Ir, Betisha, Leinin Hamaisa, U Betisha Lachoda, Shavka Ir, Meatzma, Umiyad Bosa, Laila Bosa, Ribava, Bashar, Hatavech, Viashar Shoya, but Bechoma Emsaz. He continues and he says, once it became the 17th, then it was totally widened. One final point, suggestion, the Rinas Yisrael quotes the Psikta, that maybe the Malach, there was a Malach that came down and broke the walls. What does that mean? He gave the potential to break the walls on the 9th. Basically, it was broken. And then on the 17th, it was actually broken. Why does the Psikta say that? Because the language of Havka Ha'ir, Havka, which is a passive lashon, doesn't say they broke it. It was passively broken because it was basically broken already by the Malachim. So that might explain the difference also between the 9th and the 17th. Either way, so here we go. So in the 11th year of Sivkiyo, then the walls were broken. The Sarim came and they sat in the Sharatavach. Sharatavach is the middle gate. What does the middle gate mean? Rashi says it means Shar HaNikanor. Shar HaNikanor is right in the middle between the Ezras Nashim and the Ezras Yisrael. Going up is right in the middle, right? The doors made by Nikanor in Egypt, and the nace that occurred in Yuma Daf Lamed Ches. But either way, they come, and this is a fulfillment of the Nevuah, that Yirmiyahu said that they were going to sit inside the Beis HaMikdash. Who were the Sarim? And it lists off all the Sarim here. Some of these Sarim we found on stones with Nebuchadnezzar's name on them also, with his Sarim. We found archaeology has shown these names as well. Nergal Sar Etzer, Samgar Nevu, Sar Schim, Sarav Saris, Nergal Sar Etzer. Also a question, is this all the name, or are some of these their jobs? Either way. Vayikashuram Tzidkiyo, Melech Yudah, when Tzidkiyo sees. V'chalan Shem Melchama, what they do, instead of giving in, like Yirmiyo told them to do, they run away. Vayivrchu Vayetsu Laila Min Ha'ir, Derech Gan HaMelech, they run away. V'shar Ben Chomosayim, Vayetsi Derech Arava, they run all the way towards Yericho. They have an underground passageway. Rashi here quotes the Chazal that said, that we had earlier, that how did the Babylonians capture? There was a deer, that they were chasing after a deer, and the deer miraculously ran on top of the tunnel. So right when they caught the deer, that's exactly when Tzidkiyo came out of the cave, and they caught Tzidkiyo right then. He's trying to run away, but ultimately he ran right into their clutches. It reminds me a little bit of the story in Maseches Sukkah on Daf Nun Gimel, where Shlomo HaMelech, remember the story, Shlomo HaMelech sees the Malach HaMavis. The Malach HaMavis looks very sad. And he asks the Malach HaMavis, why are you sad? Chazi the Malach HaMavis, Tavis Ka'atziv. Amarlei, am I Atzivis? Amarlei, to Gaboi Minai, Hani Tarati Kushai. I need to take those two people. The Yasvi Achal is sitting here, and I can't figure out how to take them. So quickly, Shlomo HaMelech, what did he do? He gave them to a shade at Bin, and he sent them to the city of Luz. Sent to the city of Luz. And right when they got to the doorway of Luz, they died. They died right there. Lamacha, the next day, Chazi Malach HaMavis, Tavi Kabadach. He sees the next day, the Malach HaMavis is laughing. Amar Leh, my bedichas, what's so funny? Amar Leh, he says, you know why I was sad yesterday? Because I only had the rights to kill them right outside of Luz. I couldn't figure out a way to get them to Luz. So thank you, you sent them right into Luz. And that's what Basar Deboi Minai, Taman Shadatinu, Mian Pasach Shlomo V'yamar, and that's what Shlomo says, Raglohi Debar Inish, Inun Arvin Bey, the legs of a person are his guarantors, La Asar de Misboi Taman Movilun Yasei. Where he's supposed to go, he's going to go. You can't get out of your destiny. That's what the Gemara says. So here too, Tzidkiyo was running, he wasn't going to get out of his destiny, he was running to the exact place where the Babylonians, where the Bnei Bava were going to be. So he runs away and they catch him. They catch him by Yericho, a very long tunnel. They bring him to Rivla, where Nebuchadnezzar was, the Eretz Hamas. And he spoke harshly to him. The Radak here notes, he was in Rivla? Was the Nebuchadnezzar in Rivla? Was he in Yerushalayim? The previous pasuk talks about Yerushalayim. Now it says he was in Rivla. So the Radak says he was by Yerushalayim, but it was for a year and a half. It got long. So he left. He went to Rivla. Okay. The Gemara in Sanhedrin suggests that maybe he never went to Yerushalayim. He was nervous. And why does it say he went to Yerushalayim? Maybe he sent Nebuzradon, his officer, and Shlucha Shalom Kamoso. The Rinas Yitzchak here quotes Achronim that talk about maybe there's a Shlichus within Akum to Akum. So that's why maybe Shlucha Shalom Kamoso. But either way, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Sadi Vav, we've noted this before, that he was scared. Nebuchadnezzar was scared. Everybody knew the story of Sancherev and everything that happened to his 185,000 soldiers. So Nebuchadnezzar was nervous of starting up. And even though they were convincing him to go, it's okay, convincing him over, maybe he didn't go in the end. Maybe he didn't go in the end. So maybe it means that Nebuzradon went, it was Ki'ilu Nebuchadnezzar went. Another pshat is the Gemara Sanhedrin Salivav says that Nebuzradon had a statue of Nebuchadnezzar on his chariot as kavod for Nebuchadnezzar. And that's what it means that he came. Umi saw Nebuchadnezzar Yerushalayim, asked the Gemara, did Nebuchadnezzar go to Yerushalayim? Ba'aksiv, ayalu osu el melech ba'avel rivlasa. V'yam rabbi yavozo antuchia. Right, it might not even be, well, where is Rivla? Right, Antuchia, maybe it's in Turkey. Rav Chisar, Rav Yisra, Bar Abdumi, Chad Omar, Demus, Diokno, Haisa, Chakuka, Lo Omar, Kafto. He had a statue. So that's what it means he went to Yerushalayim. His statue went. The Chadavar, and others say it wasn't a literal statue, it was a figurative. Ema Yisera Haisalobimanu Vidome Kimisha Ome Lefanev. It's like Dmus Diokno Shel Aviv, right? Nebuzradan was so scared of Nebuchadnezzar. Right, we're scared of Nebuzradan, but he was so scared of Nebuchadnezzar. You can just imagine what Nebuchadnezzar was like. So that's why it was Ki'ilu he went. Okay, so either he never went, or it was Ki'ilu he went. That's what the Abarbanel also says, based on the Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin. Okay, so we continue. So what happens, Yisrael was brought to Nebuchadnezzar, and Nebuchadnezzar, the murderous king, takes the law into his own hands. Vayishchan melech bavel espenet Tzidkiyo b'riv l'leinav. He kills Tzidkiyo's sons right in front of him. V'skol chore Yehuda, shachat melech bavel. And he kills all of the chore. Rashi says that's the Sanhedrin. What was he so upset about the Sanhedrin? So that's the Gemara in Maseches Nedarim, where the Rishonim here refer to it. And that is that there was a shvua. It was a shvua that Tzidkiyo took that he wasn't going to reveal. What was the shvua? He once walked in and Nebuchadnezzar was eating a live rabbit, which was even in the days of old, that was seemed to be disgusting and terrible. And he made him swear. He told Tzidkiyo, swear to me that you'll never say. The Gemara says, Ashkei Tzidkiyo Nebuchadnezzar, Teka Achalar Navachaya, Amrle, Ishtava Lidlo Miglesi Lave, Velo Tevi Milsa. He swore to him. And then what happened? Tzidkiyo went back on his shvua. He had the Sanhedrin be mashil, his shoal on his shvua, and Nebuchadnezzar heard about it, and he asked the Sanhedrin, what do you do? He asked Tzidkiyo. Tzidkiyo says, well, the Sanhedrin helped me out. That's why he got mad at the Sanhedrin. And that's part of why he decimated the Sanhedrin here. And he killed all of them. Ves'eni Tzidkiyo iver, and he blinded Tzidkiyo. Right after he had killed all his sons, he blinded Tzidkiyo. There's a Tanchuma, the first line in Ve'eschanan. First piece in Ve'eschanan says that even after he blinded him, he could still see. Tzidkiyo had such a powers of vision, he could still see. So not until he then killed all of his sons, and he was so upset, and the tears maybe from then that finished the job, and he was blinded. Vayasreo banachushtayim lavi oso bavela, and he was wrapped up in chains in order to be taken to Bavel. But again, everything was destroyed. Vesbeis hamelech, vesbeis ha'am, the Beis hamelech, right, Tzidkiyo's house, vesbeis ha'am, what's Beis ha'am? Rashi says all the shuls. All the shuls, right? Clearly there were shuls. There's a lot of evidence to this. Even in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't like you only davened to the Beis HaMikdash. There were shuls during the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Sarfu akas and ba'esh, they were all burned. Ves chomos Yerushalayim natatsu, and the walls were broken. Ves yesera aman isharim ba'ir, all the rest of the people that were left there. Ves anoflim asher naflu alav. Ves yesera aman isharim, all the people. Heglan nevuzradan rava tapachim bavel, nevuzradan sent them out. A couple of little low-level societal members he left. Umina amad alim asher ein lehem uma. Hishur Nevuzradan, they're not going to pose a threat. So Nevuzradan left them. Rava tabachim beretz Yehuda v'yitein lehem kramim v'yigevim bayamahu. He left them with a couple of vineyards and other things. There's a chazal that say they would needed these things, so he left them there. But either way, Yerushalayim in this parak that describes its destruction is destroyed. Nebuchadnezzar then gives instructions to Nebuchadnezzar and says, there's one Jew you have to take special care of and make sure he's not touched. Kachenu ve'einecha simalav v'altaslom umara ki kashidav elecha kenaseimo. Go find Yirmiyahu. Go find Yirmiyahu and take care of him and make sure he doesn't get hurt. Get him out of jail and make sure that he is intact. Maybe Nebuchadnezzar heard from fellow Jews that this is what Yirmiyahu has been saying all along. Probably while he was doing it, he must have overheard, oh my goodness, this is exactly what Yirmiyahu has been saying, he's right, all the other Nevi'ei Sheker have been wrong. But this is what he's saying, go save Yirmiyahu, make sure he is safe. Vayishlach Nevuzradan Rav HaTabachim, so he sends Unevushazban Rav Saris, all of them start looking for Yirmiyahu. Vayishlachu Vayichlus Yirmiyahu Mechatzar HaMatara, they take him from the jail. Vayitnu also Gedalia ben Achikam ben Shafan, they give him to Gedalia who was the appointed leader of the people who are left. Lotzieu min Elabayis, bring him out to the house. Vayeshev Bitoch Ha'am, and he stayed amongst the people. Some say that he was offered to go to Bavel and to be royalty in Bavel, but he says, I'm staying with my people. Even though they've rejected me and they wanted to kill me and they made my life miserable, but still, Yirmiyahu opts for staying. Again, Nevuzradan, there's a lot of chazals about Nevuzradan, how terrible he was. We have the Gemara in Sanhedrin and also the Gemara in Maseches Gittin about everything that he did, right? He was the one that saw the dam of Zechariah that was bubbling. And he said, what is this dam? And they come and he starts shechting. Young children. He starts shechting the Kohanim. Starts shechting everything. And he doesn't know what's going on. Like, how much, you know, do you want me to destroy their whole people? He asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And until the end, when he finally, when the blood finally stops bubbling. But again, this is the Gemara. Maybe his descendants, you know, converted. The Gemara talks about in Maseches Gittin. According to one version, maybe he himself did tshuva, right? They're looking Gittin on Daf Nun Zayin Amabez, where this is quoted. He says, Amalei Zachariah, Zachariah, Tovim Shem Eibadatim, Nichol Chadavdino Lekulu, Kido Amalei Hachi Nach. The blood stopped boiling. Yeah, he shaita to hear her tshuva. At that moment, he was Mahara B'tshuva, B'dayte, Omar, Umam, Na'al Nefesh, Achas Kach, Ha'u Gavr, Dekato Kolhani, Nishwas, Al-Achas Kama V'Kama, Orak, Ozal, he ran away, Shadrishtar, Partoso, Bebese, V'Igayir, and he converted. Nuvuzrata became a Ger Tzedek, says the Gemara. Unbelievable. Rasha Gomor, in a moment he becomes. But he saved it, he made sure, following Nebuchadnezzar's instructions, he made sure that Yirmiyahu was safe. V'el Yirmiyahu Ha'yidvar Hashem, the parak finishes off. Yirmiyahu is given a message to tell Eved Melech, Hakushi, who we had in the last parak. The one who saved Yirmiyahu's life is promised by Hashem through Yirmiyahu that he will live. He doesn't have to worry. Hashem will save you. Don't worry. The fellow Jews won't hurt you. The Babylonians won't hurt you because you trusted in Hashem and you saved Yirmiyahu. So that takes us through Perek Lamed Tes. We're into the Mems next time. Bez Hashem, as we get into the next set of Prakim.